Shouldn't go in there. Okay, so pre-show for the 16th. And yeah, man, I had my surgery today, so I'm thinking I'll do a show where Bud fills in for me, you know. Oh, fuck. It feels like I got something in my eye or it's itching, and I know I have to put ice on it, which reduces the swelling, which reduces this sensation that you have something in your eye, because it's something that the eyeball does to protect itself. And I'm talking kind of loud because I want to see what the levels are like here.
Oh, Bud's going to be, yeah, Bud's way louder. He's way louder.
Why is that, Bud?
Because you use the back of your throat when you do the voice.
Yeah, so what?
So, I don't know. You're the one that said it.
Oh, God. What a fucking day. I go in, and I don't know if you guys were on that chat I did on the Facebook BSPs and More page, but fucking Facebook, get your shit together with those goddamn live features, okay? What, you know, you're doing too much. You're offering too much. You can't do any of that shit. I got a brand new motherfucking phone, okay? I got a brand new 14 Max Pro, whatever the hell. I'm trying to get people on this chat by adding them on video and audio. It keeps dropping. It keeps fucking suspending the live feature. I got to go back, reboot. What a piece of shit. And the thing that pisses me off more than ever is that I need them. You need them. We all need social media now. We can't do without it. That's the insidiousness of this. Hey, what is this? Oh, it's a big bandage. Look at this. Look at that. See, that's where they put an IV. Yeah, that's right. A fucking IV, man. They stuck me. Man, they stuck me. Take this fucker off. Okay, good. That's kind of a cool bandage, though. It's, you know. So, God damn it. It just bugs me. That's all. I got to put ice on it. It itches. That's the thing that just... So I went in. Great place. Great nurses. Great doc. Fantastic. Thousand Oaks Surgical Hospital. Great place. And Susie was there driving me to and driving me for. Thank you, Susie. Man, that was 4 hours out of her life, although she was paid. But nonetheless, got there. They got my ass into a gown. And as one of the nurses said, and he was a very funny guy, he said, there's no dignity in a hospital, man. You know, your ass is hanging out. Your fucking dick's hanging out. You're just, you know, and the nurse is trying to be cool. She says, that's right, Mr. Henry. Let me just push your dick back into the. She didn't say that. I'm just kidding about that. But, you know. It's about as, it might as well be. And so, so we're sitting there, we're wrapping. Just before I go under, just when they, almost before they put the, start pumping the juice in me to put me to sleep to do the surgery, the guy goes, were you on Rick and Morty? Because I'd been talking to one of the nurses that I did voiceover and I mentioned some of the shows. He goes, you on Rick and Morty? I go, yeah. What character? I said, Principal Vagina. Oh my God, man. Are you seriously? I thought, wow, I'm on a fanboy out here, man. This is the guy that's in charge of my anesthesia. Then another surgical nurse walks by this dude, and he looks and goes, Rick and Morty, who'd you say you were? Well, I was Principal Vagina and I was Scary Glenn. Really? This guy was like completely, both of these cats were completely stunned and shocked. These are surgical nurses and anesthetologists and all kinds of shit, and they're all Rick and Morty fans. So that was about the last conversation I had. And then the other nurse, she and I shared the birthday. She goes, we're Virgos. So they're all really cool, putting me at ease or whatever. And next thing I knew, I was waking up. My eye hurt. They were trying to put this fucking ice pack on my eye, over both eyes, and it was just, I wasn't digging. I kept moving. They go, don't move, Mr. Henry, because you're triggering the blood pressure machine, because they also had my arm wrapped to a fucking blood pressure thing. And I'm like, oh, fuck, man. So I woke up to this kind of, it wasn't pain. I just woke up to this inconvenient shit happening to me. Which I know they had to do, but this ice thing was not making it. You know, there's chips of ice resting on your eyeball. How is this going to feel good? Especially since you just had surgery on it. So that lasted. And I said, you know, she's, how's the pain? I said, it's not, you know, it's not good. It's about a 6 on a scale of 1 to 10. She goes, okay, I'll give you more of whatever she was giving me. It was like an opioid. So I'm a junkie. She gave me more of that, and that kind of chilled it out more, and then chilled it out a little bit more until it was, like, livable. And I said, okay, I'm groovy. And meanwhile, this fucking thing's going off, this when the oxygen in my blood isn't right, or I'm moving the blood, you know. So it was this recovery room was just a big, noisy. It's like waking up in a freaking nursery with a bunch of kids running around, you know. So finally, I was cool. I got my clothes on. I got the fuck out of there. Grateful to everybody there, though, seriously. And Dr. Sebring was my doctor. She was tremendous. The whole procedure was like 15 minutes. That's it. It was 15 minutes. And then I was, the time I was under was the best part. You know, when I came to, couldn't get into my clothes fast enough. And then came home and man, I'll tell you, I took a pretty good nap and then ate because I hadn't eaten in like 24 hours. I ate, this is what I ate, celery and hummus. That's what I was craving. And that's it. Celery and I sat there with celery and a thing of hummus just chowing down on the shit. I love hummus, man. If you've never had hummus, it's the best, man. It beats any goddamn dip, in my opinion. But and so here I am, and I'm still kind of doped up a little bit. The other thing is, though, that people are asking me, well, how does your vision, you know, since they corrected this muscle imbalance? And I shit you not, even though it's not completely, you know, aligned yet, because I think it takes a while, it's almost as if I have more peripheral vision. I can't describe it any other way. But I do got to put some ice on this fucking itching eye because it's driving me fucking nuts. All right, well, we'll see how far we get tonight with Bud. Thank you, everybody. It was great talking to you guys in the chat. Peace.